Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Hey everyone, it's David Richter again with the Profit First REI podcast. Have another exciting episode from someone who's implemented Profit First inside their business, and I am really excited about it today. Got Yasin Shar. And Yasin, I would love for you to tell people who you are, what you got started, kind of introduce yourself, and so people kind of know where you're starting from.
I love it. And David, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the call today. You know, I never asked that anyone would be asking me about numbers because I was a C student at best in math. So, you know, me and numbers, we don't have like a, you know, good relationship growing up, but I had to learn the hard way that it's, you know, and fast that it's the language of business. If you don't know how to speak it, it can hinder your progress and, you know, get you, you know, put you out of business. So what do you want me to talk about first? I could talk about a lot of stuff. So I want to make sure that I don't go in too many different directions. So what we do basically is we invest in real estate brands that provide services and products to real estate investors, all the way from coaching, info products, software services, you know, VAs, all sorts of stuff. We invest in these companies. And what we primarily do is we fund sales campaigns and do all the work. We create like a marketing team and a sales team around these brands, right? And we bolt them onto the brand to add, you know, six and seven figures to their bottom line. And, you know, we fund all the campaigns, we hire the people, we write the copy, the tech, we close the sale, you know, the management of the sales team, all of that. And we only get paid on results and from the revenue that we bring them. You know, we're partners with the, you know, we don't work with a lot of people. It's more about really working with the right people. So we're partners in, you know, few top-notch brands in the space in different niches. And yeah, it's been fun. And, you know, who knew that some industries are rising, the others are disappearing. And online education and real estate, like it's one of these industries right now that's just booming. And there's big opportunity come, you know, ethical opportunities coming down the pike that people who stay focused and on the right things, they can pick up some really good opportunities. So I'm excited to chat here.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love what you're doing in the space. I love that you've got the real estate, you know, the experience working with the right people. What you said there too is so key, making sure that you've got the right people that you're working with. That's internally and externally too. So making sure that you've got the people that you want around, because those are the people you're going to be interacting with a lot. So that's awesome. So now I want to go to the meat of the podcast, the Profit First. Let's talk about Profit First and your business. And the first question, how did you hear about Profit First? Do you remember? I know it was probably a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing, but you know, you either learn from, like Tony Robbins says, you either learn from desperation or inspiration. I'm too dumb to learn from inspiration. I always learn from my mistakes. So, you know, 2018, we launched a new service in the lease option space where we provide real estate investors with leads, with software, with the coaching to help them do lease options virtually. Primarily, it's a strategy that has like that has been really well for me, worked really well for us doing lease options virtually. And the sure enough, I mean, I knew what I was doing from a marketing and like and all of that. And, you know, the company grew really fast to like mid high five figures a month in about like 4 or 5 months. And I thought that's just like, you know, it's like it's going to be raining and it's going to be like that all the time. So people were paying us for 6 months worth of service. I was spending it today. I had a bookkeeper. I didn't know why exactly I had them other than like giving me a papers to submit to the IRS. I just didn't understand like what kind of relationship I should be having with them, like what kind of things I should be looking at. It was just an expense that I would pay so I don't have to go into QuickBooks and spend time reconciling accounts and all of that jazz. So yeah. And, you know, money was coming in. I love it. Like, you know, I look at the bank account and it's like, okay, I want to make a buying decision. Want to buy something, hire someone, invest in a software. Okay, there's money in the bank. Great, let's do it. Hey, and I was using it like my as an ATM machine. And it was okay at first. But when we got to 20 people, really fast, literally in 15 to 20 people within 4 to 5 months. And I'm in the Philippines. So today I'm in the Philippines. My wife is from the Philippines. And, you know, we were setting up a nice, really good operation here. And it was like, you know, good days. And I was just not paying too much attention. And yeah, everyone was getting paid but me at some point, right? 7-8 months into it, I hired fast and there were, you know, a lot of problems with the fulfillment. So anyway, so, you know, suddenly I'm like, everyone's getting paid but me. I'm like, I'm working like a donkey every day. Margins are slim. They're all piling up. It's just like money's coming in, but it's going out the same day. I don't know why or how. I just see money coming in and money out. And I just like, so yeah, so that was tough. We got to a point where the company crashed. I ran out of cash flow. I hired 20 people, you know, invested in a software. I thought I'm going to make it. And I'm going big, right? All in, you know, decisions that, you know, now that helped me a lot in understanding a lot of things. But yeah, so the company like grew really, really fast and it crashed faster. And then I had to pivot to another model. But that taught, and that was the question, like, you know, I messed up. I can get back up. I know I can do it. But what was that mistake that like what led me here and why did I crash so hard? And that's when I was like, okay, my numbers are off. I'm spending faster than I'm collecting. Like my burn rate was crazy. And I didn't understand what burn rate is. And especially it's a subscription-based service. Like you have to understand your MRR and, you know, and how does that affect cash flow? And if someone paid you over 6 months, you split it up, you know, the revenue, you split up, you pay yourself over 6 months. You don't pay yourself on month one and go to Las Vegas and yeah. Right. So, yeah. So now I understand that. So that's how I came across Profit First. I heard about it. I didn't give it too much attention at first. It's like, I don't need it. But then it's like out of pain. I'm like, I got to understand something. And I went to Amazon and I asked around, you know, the answer was always Profit First. I was like, okay, let's dive in. And, you know, there's life after Profit First and, you know, life before Profit First.
Wow. So the next question is probably pretty moot then, because it sounds like Profit First did transform your business. So, and did transform the way that you thought about money. So that's incredible. I love the story and thank you for being honest and very like open with the listeners here and with me, because I'm sure that was not an easy experience to go through. And I'm sure there's.
I was almost going to get a job. I was almost there because I ran out of money and I had a new kid. Right. I was like 2 years old. It's like, you know, I just couldn't put them through it. But I knew like I had, you know, when it's not about you right, like, you know, Jim Rohn, and I'm going to butcher it, says like, don't go for the goal, but go for what you're going to become in the pursuit of that goal. I butchered it, but that's the wisdom or the insight from it. So you can make millions and you can lose them, but what doesn't go is the mindset, the experience. The millionaire mindset, you can step back up, and that's what's important. So I knew I'm not going to give up. I just couldn't give up. I mean, it's not about me. It's about my family. So I had to find the answer, and I did. Thank God.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so great. So then you started implementing Profit First. Was it a little bit? Was it a little bit difficult up front, or adjusting, or like how was that?
It made sense. I was like freaking out about it. I studied accounting. I have like a management degree. Didn't help me much, but hey, made my family look really nice that I had a college degree that I could show my cousins. But yeah, I was afraid to dive into the numbers. Mm. I was like, I just don't understand numbers. I'm like a creative guy, like, right? Like I tried to find someone to like deal with the numbers. It just didn't work out. Like I had to dive in myself. And I did. And what I was worried about is complicated formulas and my brain doesn't work like that. But Profit First, like it made sense because it's not like mathematical, more it's a principle base. And it's really, it's nothing any different than how my grandparents used to budget for monies. They would have, you know, 5 different envelopes, right? Like write the letters, and, right? They would like write on it and they would do the calculations on it and they would like take out. So I got it immediately. It's like, and it doesn't change your habit. What I loved about Profit First is it doesn't change. I'm making my decision based on looking at my bank account. I never log into QuickBooks. Like you can't force me to log in. You can't pay me to log in. At least that was my mindset back then. So I make my decisions by looking at my bank account. So profit first was, okay, let's not change your behavior. Let's tweak what you're looking at. Because what you're looking at is blended between expenses, compensation, profit, taxes. You don't have the full picture on where each dollar should go. So don't make it overcomplicated. Split, you know, the insight for me, that's like, boom, like this is like the real deal. It's like, go from one account to four and allocate for each. And it made sense. It's like, I pay myself first. I get it. Like the business works for me. Mm-hmm. I'm its master. It needs to pay me first.
Yeah.
It should put, right? I'm working so hard. And of course, everyone needs to get paid as well. But I was at a situation back then. It's like, everyone's getting paid but me. And why? I didn't have the answer. So now it's like, I pay myself first. Brilliant. I love that idea. I'm selfish, right? As a human, and it's all about me. I want to get paid. I want to make sure the baby has the diapers and the milk and you're right. The mortgage is getting paid. That's exactly. And it keeps me motivated. When I see my owner compensation blowing up, it's like, boom. Now I start planning for what I want to do and I'm working and I'm inspired now. Work is like, I'm all of these ideas going in my head. I've got the money for whatever I want to do. And it's set aside, it's just for me and for my family. It doesn't have to do anything with the business. So go from one envelope or one bank account to four. That was the transformation. As simple as it sounds, it's like, you know, but it just was transformational because, you know, every week now allocate. So like I get paid, say, 30,000. I take that 30,000 and then distribute it among those four accounts. So I have the OPEX, right, for operating expense. I've got the owner compensation, my salary and, right, my pocket. I've got the profit account, right, for the bill. And I've got Uncle Sam, right? No one touches Uncle Sam's money. But I had to, though, at one point. So, but here's the interesting story. So I implemented that and I pivoted it with my business and I started gaining traction again. And because now I'm getting paid, right, like I know what I can spend, right? I know how much I can spend in the operating account. I have, you know, 20, 30, 40,000. Okay, that's just for the business. My money is set aside. I started giving myself a salary. Every week I would transfer to my local bank account and my owner compensation is just growing and growing and building up, right? When I needed a little bit more, I would just, right, withdraw. So I've got my stuff. So, and early and you know, late last year, I implemented it for a year and things were really nice. But this is where it really became so important. And I understood why it should be fundamental to everything we do. Like every business, you go, there's ups and downs. And we took a big hit last year. We lost two partnerships at one time, two brands that we were working on and scaling and invested, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it just like blew up. For whatever reason or another. And it was a good thing, you know, it's just continue. But from a cash flow perspective, right, it's like, boom, you know, two revenue streams gone overnight. And the pandemic hit. I'm like, oh, my God, it's happening again. Buckle up. Right? It's happening again. But this time I was prepared. I have profits first implemented. I had a fat profit account, not a fat, but I had decent amount in profits. I have decent amount in taxes and in owner compensation. And that was 6 months, you know, four to six months worth of like living expenses. Awesome. I had to tap. So that was kind of my survival budget, really to transition and invest in new brands. And because I also invest my own money. So not only I needed money for myself, but I needed money to invest in the sales campaigns that we're creating and we're launching and stuff. So, right. So I don't own a bank. So everything is coming out of my account. I don't have like investors or whatever. It's like, it's my own money. Just like flipping a house, you put a money. So I have money that I fund myself. So, but, you know, blew up, cash flow dried up, but I had enough in taxes, enough in profits and enough in owner compensation that lasted me until now. Not until now. Until now, we, you know, thank God we're back humming like a bee, new partnerships, better partnerships, You know, we're serving a lot of people. We're making good money. And yeah, if it wasn't for that, I had to tap into taxes. I got to say, I'm guilty as charged. You know, Uncle Sam wouldn't want me to go bankrupt. So I think Uncle Sam would, I'm now back squared. I paid even my taxes earlier this year.
Nice.
Boom, baby. And it felt bad that I'm taking Uncle Sam's money. But like, dude, I had to like to survive, right? So yeah, so that, and now thank God, you know, we paid it in even in February. So it's like around September, the cash flow started drying up last year. And then, you know, January, February, even though the pandemic started hitting, I'm in the Philippines. So we had it before you guys, 2 months before you had it over in the US, because we're next to China. So like, boom, I mean, thank God. Yeah, it's just like you breathe.
Yeah.
Off at first, it's like breathing.
Huh.
It's for business. It's fundamental.
It is. I love that. I love that analogy. And like I said, thank you for sharing all that. That's great. I mean, the Profit First journey sounds like it's been the life changer and the game changer, and that you know, you might not be in this point without Profit First. And I love the power behind
business,
it.
Yeah. I mean, right. These are principles and I get it. I understand why it's important. It's just like your rainy day, right? That's what it is. It requires discipline. It's not easy. But again, it's, you know, I understand when I'm setting that aside, I'm setting that aside for my family, for myself, for my people, for my team, so that if, you know, a storm hits, that, okay, we can make it through.
Yeah.
So now the goal is to build up to like 6 to 12 months worth of operating expense and really like stack those chips because harder times are coming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I totally understand that. So I love that. I love the whole mentality there, the whole that you're saving up for in the reserves, making sure that you have that, those reserves, because like you said, I bet you it was a lot different feeling having those reserves going into kind of a little downturn or a dip in the sales and everything like that too, because you had something there to actually protect yourself this time instead of like you before.
So I'm not just stocking up, you know, toilet paper and alcohol and stuff. I'm stocking up cash too, so that's really important. And I kind of like self fund these campaigns, no VC money, nothing. It's my own money that, you know, just really reinvesting.
Okay.
And you get to a point where it's like when great opportunities and great partners, you come across great partners and, you know, certain synergies happen. It gives you that ability to tap into that reserve that maybe it's not for a rainy day. Maybe it's for a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Or two.
Awesome. Well, that's been really helpful. So I appreciate everything that you've told on here, the candid, being very candid with us. And I have a couple last questions here. Is there anything else besides, you know, maybe besides Profit First or with the even with the Profit First system that you encourage investors or have any last minute advice here on their finances?
Yeah, get around the right people. It's always about the who and I, right? And, you know, it's always just your one or two people away from your next breakthrough or your one mentor or right from or connection or partner from your next breakthrough. I'm right now in a great community with Matt. We're both in that community. Matt Andrews, shout out to Matt Andrews and Ross and Emily and all the team over there. I think right now, if you're going about this alone, I don't want to say you're playing it wrong, play it however you want, but at least surround yourself with the network of people that you could just like lean on during these uncertain times. And when you need to, when a decision could be the difference between keeping the store open or shutting or closing down. So Real Estate Influencers, it's a great Facebook group. Highly recommend it. Come in, let's hang out. I hang out in there with all the guys and with David and with everyone. If you're listening to this, let's keep this conversation going.
Awesome. So then that leads me to this last one. If they wanted to continue the conversation, is there any way our listeners can provide value to you for whatever you might be doing in your endeavors right now or how they would get a hold of you or whatever you might need?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking for great companies to invest in right now. We don't have, we're not making any new investments. Maybe end of Q4, early Q1, we'll do a new round of investments. But I'm always open to have these conversations because you never know feel free to reach out to me. And again, let's get connected on Facebook. And again, join the Real Estate Influencer Facebook group. I'm there with Matt and everyone in there. Join there and let's keep this conversation going, and happy to collaborate and share more. Maybe if you have any questions, you want me to expand on something, or maybe do a quick tutorial of how I've got something set up, or like anything, we're all in the same space doing, you know, more or less the same things. Happy to collaborate and mastermind and help however I can.
Awesome. Well, there you go. So if you want to connect with him, he's on Facebook. And then if you're looking to partner with someone to help grow the business and to really, really kick it up a notch, that's what he seems there for. And he seemed, it was an awesome interview today. Thank you so much for telling about.
I talked a lot. Yeah, I hope I didn't go over time.
No, it's gone great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Could you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.